Investors pumped a record $93 billion in investments into early stage startups last year. And new data points to just how quickly some of those funds are moving. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Alexandra Semenova with that story. And Alexandra, I see these headlines and it's sort of reminiscent of what we saw back in 2013, 2014, where a lot of these VCs were just pouring money into companies without really vetting them.
That's right, Akiko. That's happening again. The venture capital industry had a record-setting 2021 by any metric. In the U.S., VC funding topped $300 billion, and globally, $600 billion was spent on getting companies off of the ground by VCs. And both of those figures were actually about twice the size of those in the prior year. And as a result of this robust activity, firms are also racing for deals and reviewing pitch decks from founders at the fastest rate ever. New data from DocSend, which is a document sharing platform owned by Dropbox, found that venture capitalists scanned pitch decks at an all-time low time spent on deck of 2 minutes and 28 seconds. So as the VC industry has grown really exponentially over the last year, companies are moving at a furious pace to close deals and competing heavily with each other to look for the next best opportunity. And there were a number of factors that contributed to this. One was that big institutional allocators really stepped out on the risk curve last year and poured a lot of money into private investments with venture capital in that category. So as a result, VCs had record amounts of money to deploy to startups. And of course, this led to an increase on the supply and demand side. So on the supply side, you know, these firms had a lot of money to pour into startups. And also founders were actually pitching and seeking funding at record amounts. So another one of them was that we saw markets really rise to records last year. And as a result of that, we saw sky high valuations that really encouraged VCs to look for growth opportunities. And this led to them seeking deals that had more to return on the end of them. Akiko?
A lot of these VCs also flush with cash after the type of listings we saw last year, a big IPO year, and a lot of them benefiting on the back of that. Alexandra Semenova, thanks so much for bringing us that story.